Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. Democratic veterans sent a letter on Wednesday to Kevin Nicholson calling on him to apologize for questioning the cognitive thought process of veterans who are Democrats. The letter is signed by U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, among others, including former U.S. Senator and Vietnam veteran Max Cleland, who said of Nicholson, "This is beneath you and beneath the Marine Corps." Nicholson has yet to apologize. Milwaukee is the only Midwestern city making a bid for the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Other cities responding to the DNC request proposals are Atlanta, Birmingham, Denver, Houston, Miami Beach, New York, and San Francisco. Event facilities, transportation, and hotel accommodations are among the areas that will be analyzed in the selection process. Read number two. Senator Lena Taylor says her removal from the Joint Finance Committee was a political lynching, saying, quote, "I do not believe I did anything that warrants taking me off finance." An employee filed a complaint in July of 2017 alleging that Taylor bullied her and others retaliated against her. Taylor has also been under fire for alleged use of a racial slur at a Chase bank. Taylor was told on April 26th letter to attend an anti-bullying and interpersonal communication training sessions by Senate Chief Clerk Jeff Renk and Human Resources Manager Amanda Jorgensen. Tornadoes touched down yesterday afternoon near Richfield in Washington County, and in Grant County, officials said a damage path was nearly a mile and a half long. No one was injured. The Brewers fell to Cincinnati yesterday 6-2. They pick up the night in Colorado against the Rockies at 7:40. Read number three. Milwaukee is the only Midwestern city making a bid for the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Other cities responding to the DNC request proposal are Atlanta, Birmingham, Houston, Denver, Miami Beach, New York, and San Francisco. Event facilities, transportation, and hotel accommodations are among the areas that will be analyzed in the selection process. Harley-Davidson is banning news media from its annual shareholders meeting. In previous years, the meeting has been on a Saturday, whereas this year it is on a Thursday. And in past, riders tended to show up for the event as well as union workers who would voice concerns about production and labor relations. The Brewers lost to Cincinnati yesterday 6-2. They pick up tonight in Colorado against the Rockies at 7:40. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. A father located in Lake Geneva with four children born in the U.S. is facing possible deportation after attempting to pay a ticket for driving without a license. Eduardo Castro has been in the U.S. since 1998 and runs a small business making wooden pallets. Castro has a license, or had a license rather, until 2006 law was passed in Wisconsin requiring proof of citizenship or legal residency status. Voces de la Frontera has begun a petition for his release. And gubernatorial candidate Matt Flynn has turned in the signatures necessary to get his name on the ballot for the August primary. Meanwhile, he is under fire for working as an attorney for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee during the trial of Father James Aramond. Aramond was convicted of molesting a boy but went on afterward to receive a license as a counselor, of which Flynn has asked why a criminal background check was not done. Brewers lost to Cincinnati yesterday 6-2. They pick up tonight in Colorado against the Rockies at 7:40. Weather and out. Highs today in the mid-60s, cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 40 degrees. Try again. Weather and out. Highs today in the mid-60s with cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 40 degrees. Friday, high in the mid-40s. For Wisconsin Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. One more time, weather and out. Highs today in the mid-60s with cloudy skies. Overnight lows around 40 degrees. Friday, high in the mid-40s with a chance of rain. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. Read number three. Excuse me, read four, redo. A father located in Lake Geneva with four children born in the U.S. is facing possible deportation after attempting to pay a ticket for driving without a license. Eduardo Castro has been in the U.S. since 1998 and runs a small business making wooden pallets. Castro had a license until 2006 when a law was passed in Wisconsin requiring proof of citizenship or legal residency status. Voces de la Frontera has begun a petition for his release. Gubernatorial candidate Matt Flynn has turned in the signatures necessary to get his name on the ballot for the August primary. Meanwhile, he is under fire for working as an attorney for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee during the trial of Father James Aramond. Aramond was convicted of molesting a boy, but went on to afterward receive a license as a counselor, of which Flynn has asked why a criminal background check was not done. The Brewers lost to Cincinnati yesterday 6-2. They pick up tonight in Colorado against the Rockies at 7:40 p.m.